Hello and welcome back to Health Factor Nigeria Info and Herim Ponhakad. I'm Diet. 8 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. And right now we're looking at elections in Nigeria, credible elections. And the problem with conducting credible elections in Nigeria, in the most bizarre twist to the tail, if you will, because this is something you couldn't possibly make up. Story cut to this day. In new law, Adama Rec announces fake election results. In a rather depressing point of electoral rascality, widely seen as more disappointing than any situation in the past, INEC resident electoral commissioner for Adamawa State, Hudu Yunusai, the early hours of Sunday, declared a candidate of the APC, Senator Aisha Dahiru Binani, as winner of the state governorship election. Adamawa State Commissioner of Police and Director of the Department of State Services in the state curiously provided cover for the REC during the fake declaration of Binani's victory. It is another instance of security agencies' connivance to undermine free, fair, and credible electoral process in the country. But INEC yesterday described as null, void, and of no effect the declaration of Binani as winner of the governorship election. The commission also summoned the REC, a returning officer, and other officials involved in a false declaration of Binani's victory to the commission's headquarters in Abuja. Now, this followed the heat the declaration had generated. Binani was declared winner of the poll by UNISA midway into collation of Saturday's supplementary election results. A supplementary poll was held to conclude the March 18 governorship election, but the presidential candidate of the PDP in the 2023 presidential election, Atiku Abubakar, called the attention of Nigerians to what he saw as a plan to upturn the democratic wishes of the people of Adamawa State in the governorship election. He alleged that there was a plan to undermine democracy and provoke crisis. However, governorship candidate of the PDP and incumbent governor of Adamawa State, Ahmadu Umaru Fintiri, called on citizens of the state to remain peaceful and law-abiding, warning that no one should take laws into their hands. It's unbelievable, really. Now, the SDP governorship candidate in the state, Umar Adu, described the process of the rerun poll so far as, quote, a naked dance of shame in the marketplace. Nonetheless, the DSS said it had commenced investigation into a viral video which seemed to show a man suspected to be a staff of the agency being manhandled by angry youths in the aftermath of the controversial announcement of the winner of the Adamawa State election. Let's talk about this for a bit. You know, it's incredible indeed, because things are getting worse. I mean, things have been bad in the country, but now the kinds of things that you probably will be convinced cannot happen. I mean, how will the resident electoral commissioner publicly announce a fake election result? Something, I mean, the level of mediocrity that went into this. I mean, there's nothing brilliant about this. Nothing, it wasn't calculated, it wasn't well thought out. Yet he went ahead to announce it. And the CP was there. The director of the DSS in the state was there as well. Whilst the fake election result was being announced. So anyways, with reference to this particular incident, I'm asking you, what is the biggest challenge with conducting credible elections in Nigeria? Let's get your take. Lines open. Call 070-0923-093 or 0817-93-0002 or 0003. We're also live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH, also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. What is the biggest, what would you say is the biggest challenge with conducting credible elections in Nigeria? Hello, Hartfat, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Daya. Good afternoon.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, permit me to say that there is no challenge in running an election in Nigeria. No challenge at all, Daya.
Okay.
I watched on Channel TV where we just painted a picture of a police commissioner. Somebody was begging the man that you are not the wreck of the state. Do not announce the result. He actually said you are fasting. You believe in a God. And you have, do not announce the result. You can see the display of, if you don't like it, go to court. He never said it, but that is the picture that the man was wearing. If you don't like it, go to court. You see, that statement that has been applied in the election is as a result of what happened in Adamawa yesterday.
I'm still trying to understand. Hello, sir. I'm trying to understand the statement you started with, that there is no challenge with conducting credible elections in Nigeria. And immediately after you made that statement, I'm still trying to understand your initial comment that there is no challenge with organizing credible elections in Nigeria. Because immediately after you made that statement, you started describing challenges with the electoral process. So can you clarify that for me, please?
Now you see the testing that are there. Because when we talk now, we talk about instruments, I mean, we talk about, agencies should be bigger than the individuals. If actually we have agencies that are bigger, then we will not have that man. So for me, there's no challenge. We have the agencies, we have the instruments, but the testing that are there to pilot it are actually the challenge.
So there is a challenge. You just used the word now. You just said that the agencies or the agents supposed to do something at the challenge.
The thing is, like you said.
Okay. I confess that conversation left me a bit more confused than before the conversation started. But anyways, if you suppose that there is a challenge and you can identify the challenge, I'd like to hear from you. What do you suppose is the biggest challenge with conducting credible elections in Nigeria? Hello, House Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, am I on Nigeria Info?
Yes, you are. Go ahead, please.
Okay. My name is Sooks, calling from one man.
Go ahead.
So, after your question, my brother, the challenge is the sleeping nature of our judiciary. Because you cannot go to the judiciary unlike before and get justice. Everything now is bought by money. And you know, in a country where there are no laws, where there are no existing laws, abuse is inevitable. People will do anything and get away. Just imagine, somebody declared fake results, but now he has not been brought to book. Commissioner of Police was there. IMA Commissioner announced a fake result. Nobody has been arrested. So what are we talking about? They will only tell you if you are agreeing to the court. Then when you are in the court, they will begin to look for a way to bring it. Why has it been happening like this? Why is it in your own time that we need to correct all this? We need to start from the scratch. Judiciary needs to stand up and begin to tell us what she should be.
But how is the judiciary responsible here? The judiciary is not the one that conducted the elections. The judiciary is not the one that announced the fake result. The judiciary was the one that provided cover for the INEC reg as it was announcing the fake result.
Because at the end of the day, it will end up in the courts. Hello?
Yes, go on.
Are you with me?
Go ahead.
At the end of the day, it will end up in the courts. But I'm asking this question, why is it that up till now that nobody has been arrested?
Well, I think I saw earlier that the wreck has been. If you would take the time to listen to me, please. I think I saw a story. Hello, are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. So I think I saw a story earlier that the INEC rec in Adamawa State has been suspended.
He has no right to do that, right?
No, I hear that he has been suspended.
Okay. Should he be arrested? He might be arrested.
Oh, well, possibly, I suppose. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead, please. Okay, apologize, the connection is bad. Do please call back if you can. 913, hello, you're welcome.
Hello, Dayo, good afternoon.
Hello, go on.
Yes, good afternoon.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I think for me, the biggest challenge we have is that we appear to be losing our conscience as a people and our morale. It's not about funding INEC or bringing professors to come and announce results. We are losing our conscience. Yeah, but because of losing that conscience and our morality, we are so corrupt. Like you can mention, like they mentioned, the police commissioner was there. So many other people were there. And you allowed such illegality to be taking place. I don't get it. So for me, that is our biggest challenge. Our conscience, we are losing it as a people. That's why you see corruption. No facet of Nigeria is working. Go everywhere you see corruption.
So those countries in the world where something like this probably would not happen, is it because they have...
Sorry?
Those countries of the world where it is highly unlikely that an incident of this nature would happen, is it because they have superior consciences compared to ours? Or is it because they have a higher degree of morality?
That is the case. Those countries we call civilized country or civilized class. What do you think makes the difference? It's because their level of morality and conscience is higher than the one before.
Are you serious? Morality is the issue.
That's the difference.
So in your estimation, say a country like the US, for example, you believe that the US has a higher moral standard than Nigeria.
Why do you think the institutions are working? Because I cannot see red and call it black.
Is it morality?
Because they have caution. Yes.
Morality. Okay.
That'll be different.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just think that, you know, I think that that's a narrative that suits the moment. Because, by the way, I don't really, I'm not a judge of who has higher moral standards. It's just that I've heard, you know, a lot of Nigerians, for example, talk about how all of these countries they are depraved people, you know, and they are how that they are corrupting. In fact, those Western countries are said to be corrupting us here in terms of moral standards. So I just find it a bit remarkable that all of a sudden they have a higher moral, a superior moral standard compared to ours, you know, just thinking out loud anyways. Well, the line's still open, call 070-0923-093 as well. I've got a commercial break coming up shortly. Well, discussions continue for now. What is the biggest problem with conducting credible elections in Nigeria? It's what we're discussing right now. Fagango Cliff sent this in. Another off the mic might be experienced if the wreck is openly probed of his actions. Certainly, something built that courage for him to declare her the winner. However, the biggest challenge in conducting elections in Nigeria is Nigerians. Okay, all right. Dial, leadership is a problem of Nigeria. Now, the next thing would have been go to court. Until the court stops the determination of elections where millions voted, we are not making any headway. That's the challenge that some can. But, I mean, people have to go to court. That's why the courts are there. If you have a grievance, if you are not satisfied, if you are convinced that justice has not been served or a process is marred with some errors or is flawed, the one place to go to seek reprieve is the courts. That's why the courts are there. Dial, elections in Nigeria will continue to nosedive as long as there's no punishment for wrongdoings. The Adama Rek is the best graduating student from Mahmood University of Reagan. Dial, there's no challenge. You know what? I'll come back to the comments. I do have to go for a commercial break right now. Discussions on the show continues afterwards. Do please stay with us.
Politics, business, lifestyle, economy, social events, all of these and more make us what we are, human beings. Where else do you start your conversations but on 90.3 Nigeria Info?
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dion.
Hello, welcome back. 28 minutes gone past 4 p.m. It is Hard Facts, originally from your number one talk station, 90.3 Nigeria Info, here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. Let's talk. And here's the ongoing conversation once again. In Nulo, Adama Rek announces fake election results. In the rather depressing point of electoral rascality, widely seen as more disappointing than any situation in the past, INEC resident electoral commissioner for Adama State, Hudu Yunusa, in the early hours of Sunday, declared the candidate of the APC, Senator Aisha Dahiru Binani, as winner of the state governorship election. Adama State Commissioner of Police and Director of the Department of State Services in the state curiously provided cover for the Rek during the fake declaration of Binani's victory. It is another instance of security agencies' connivance to undermine free, fair and credible electoral process in the country. INEC yesterday, however, described as null, void and of no effect the declaration of Binani as winner of the governorship election. The Commission also summoned the Rek, a returning officer and other officials involved in the false declaration of Binani's victory to the Commission's headquarters in Abuja. This followed the heat of the declaration had generated. And by the way, updating this, Nigerian electoral body INEC suspends Adama resident electoral commissioner Hudu Yunusa, names replacement. So that's happened. Considering this situation and every other situation, I suppose, what would you say is the biggest challenge with conducting credible elections in Nigeria? Let's get your take on this. Call 070-093-093 or 0817-93-0002 or 0003. Also, we're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. We're on Twitter as well, at Nigeria Info PH. Via Facebook, Adi Ogio Kiosisi goes, this act is undemocratic. Barry Emmanuel goes, problem of Nigeria and Nigerians and weak institutions. Hello, you're welcome. That is the number to call. Message here from Prince. Dad, there's no challenge in doing the right thing at any point in time, including conducting acceptable, credible elections in Nigeria. The few power-drunk individuals deliberately bought their way to the top, including the judiciary. Once again, Nigerians have no challenge. This comment is filled with ironies. From Victor Elodite, for me, I think the biggest challenge to credible elections in Nigeria is the judiciary. The politicians know that after they commit all these atrocities, they will get away with it when it gets to the courts, because they've captured the courts just as they've captured other institutions of government, like security agencies too. If our judges would look at these politicians and tell them you didn't win the elections, they wouldn't be doing all this. But we have a judiciary that will make someone who came forth first. So what do you expect? Victor. This is to justify many Nigerians that said that 80% of the just concluded presidential and governorship election was rigged. If this rec official can do this in broad daylight, it means that he learned it from some of his colleagues in the concluded elections. Good evening, Dayo. If I ask what is the difference between the general election and the governorship election in Adamawa State, political parties raised concerns, but they were ignored by Yakubu and INEC declared the winner. That's from William. Hello, you're welcome to Hard Facts. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Dayo. Good evening. My name is Kachi. I'm calling from Eliozu.
Go ahead, please.
It's a very interesting one, seriously. And I think that is the reason why the saying goes that people are deserving of the government that they have. Because seriously, I see no reason why our security, government security forces cannot be neutral in an election. Why provide cover when you know that the guy is going to do the wrong thing? And he knew he was going to do the wrong thing, which was why he needed cover to go do it. If he was to do the right thing, he didn't need anybody to provide him cover. And he knew that he wasn't the right person. It was the returning officer who constitutionally has the right to declare the election results, and not him. Why was he in a hurry to do that? So we have a long way to go in this country. It breaks my heart. We really have a long way to go. A lot of monies, a lot of efforts, technologies has been brought in our electoral system and processes to ensure free and fair and credible elections. But then, being Nigerians, for lack of better way to describe it, being Nigerians for what we are, we still subvert the process and go ahead to do the wrong thing. So we have a long way to go. We need like a reorientation. In fact, in my mind, I would say Nigerians need to be completely evacuated from the Nigerian space to somewhere else where we are going to like born anew and then brought back to Nigeria.
What's the problem? What's the problem really, Kachi? What's the biggest problem?
The problem is us. We are the problem.
How so?
We are.
Kachi, I'm asking this because I don't think that the average human being anywhere in the world is any different from the average Nigerian.
Oh, okay, I think it's more about having a working system. Seriously, because if we know that there are consequences when we do the wrong thing, we will definitely align. These same Nigerians, we go abroad and we behave. So it's about lack of institutions that are supposed to beat people into line when they do the wrong thing. When I am confident that if I do this, I'm going to go scot-free, then I will go ahead and do it. Naturally, I wouldn't know how to put it, but sometimes it seems like human beings naturally are prone to doing the wrong things, which is why laws are being put in place to have people do the right thing, or to subject people to doing the right thing. So I think it's about our institutions that are supposed, to make people do the right thing. I remember here in Port Harcourt, for example, Dayo.
Yeah.
I remember when we had MOT here in Port Harcourt, where if you do one way and they catch you, you are going to pay 10,000 naira there and then. If you were in Port Harcourt at that time, Dayo, people hardly do one way, no matter how bad the traffic was. Everybody will align. Because the people were randomly, located in the town. You wouldn't even know when they would swoop on you.
Yeah.
So people were forced to confirm. So that is how societies work. When people know there are consequences for their action, everybody will align, basically.
All right, cut it out for me. Hello, 913.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon. This is Christian.
Go ahead, Christian.
For me, Dayo, one of them called it problem or challenge. The problem we have is the politicians, number one.
Okay.
The second people is the INEC. They are the bigger challenge we have in this country, to have a credible election. They are the problem we have. When we have people who are desperate to get into office, They want to do everything, including kidnapping people, kidnapping ballot boxes, to make sure they have what they are looking for. And INEC, that are conducting the election, they know the right thing. Simply because they have given them money, they have refused to do the right thing.
Mm.
Unless they begin to say it that way, if not, we will not get it right. This thing will keep happening, and even other government that will come, that is how it's going to be going, because they are not ready. Everything now, they are focusing on money instead of doing the right thing, making sure that we get it right. They are not ready to do that. How can you have people who want to do everything to make sure they get what they want? Okay, see, look at what is going on.
Yeah.
And now for me now as a Nigerian, I don't think I will even come out to say I want to vote. Because whenever there is election, I'm not going to come out to vote, because I can see that they are not ready to conduct credible election. How do you come out to vote? You have people who will come and see ballot boxes. You have people who will come and shooting guns. You have people who flogging people to vote a particular political party. Who does that? Other countries, is that how they conduct elections? That's that we are not ready yet. When we are ready yet, we will now begin to come out for election. That is my own take.
All right, sir. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Turn off your radio set, please.
Hello?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Samuel and I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, Samuel.
I think the biggest challenge you're having is we doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Mm.
So, because I think there is no way we can continue with this Stone Age ballot box and ballot paper and we expect to get it right. It's just not possible. So I think we should forget about, you know, expecting anything better. We are not ready to do what will take us to a better
Samuel, position. Samuel, even in democratically advanced countries, they still use ballot papers in casting votes. Even in democratically advanced societies, ballot papers are still used for elections.
Yeah, ballot paper could be used, but I think they do more of electronic, you know?
No, yeah. No. In many countries, in many advanced societies, ballot papers are still used.
Well, I don't know, but I know that maybe those people have more of honest people that would want to do the right thing. But I think ballot paper and ballot boxes cannot work in this part of the world, because even when they told us that they are going to do electronic transmission, up there in the, of course, your guess is as good as mine as in how it all turned out.
Mm.
You know, because the Nigerian human factor, not human factor now, but the Nigerian human factor is surely creeping. You know, and that is why we're having the same thing we've been having, which is snatching of boxes, fake results, and all what has been. You know, so why don't we go for that particular thing that would make or bring the positive change in the electionary system? And I think electronic voting is it.
So, for you, the biggest problem is that we're not employing enough technology.
You said what?
I said the biggest problem for you is that we're not employing enough technology.
Of course.
Yeah, but like you just said, we added some technology to it to the last elections and see what happened.
That's what I'm saying. We're saying that we added something, but we are not matured enough to see what we added to. You understand?
Mm.
Because the Nigerian human factor still played this role. You know? That's just the truth, my brother. We don't say may God help us, because you actually you are not the word.
Oh my. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, you're welcome. Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, Dario, good afternoon.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, she's better than from me.
Go ahead, please. And I've got some comments here. Let's take a look at some of them. We'll be right back. what's the biggest challenge with conducting credible elections in Nigeria? Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Daniel.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Hello. Good afternoon. The biggest challenge is lack of patriotism in Nigeria. Someone who is patriotic will never compromise, no matter the situation. That's from Dave. Good afternoon. So, shameful. The Nigerian security agencies have decided to destroy Nigeria's democratic system just because of money. Can the CP and his DSS director in Adamawa State tell us that they don't know that the electoral process was still ongoing in Adamawa State? This is shameful, and Mr. President cannot claim ignorance of what's happening in our electoral system. Else some persons ought to have been sacked and punished for their misbehavior. And that's from Prince. Hello?
Yeah, Daya, good afternoon.
Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Daya, good afternoon.
All right, go on.
Yes, I think the biggest threat you have is the INEC, I must say it. Because the INEC, like a referee in a football match that conducts a very fine competition.
Yeah.
It's just there to regulate the system and make sure that nobody cut corners and nobody commits foul and nobody uses hand to score the goals.
Mm-hmm.
I think the referee has decided to just look the other way while somebody is just using after scoring the goal with the hands and they continue to celebrate. And the referee allows it to stand and just put the ball to the center and then pass again. And he's awarded a goal. I think the other would not be happy. And something might happen, very ugly. The same thing with the electoral system we have. If the oppositions in the elections find out that INEC is not doing the right thing, they will not be happy. And INEC has decided to see in the broad daylight where people will continue to ring bell that the other should not come out and vote. And they saw it, everybody saw it evidently clear that people are rigging the elections, carrying electoral batteries and beating up people, flogging people and the rest of other things, and they continue to look the other side because money. The election, they declared the very early that the person won. Then you see that INEC has done the wrong thing. And INEC is supposed to, so the confidence of the people are supposed to be in the hands of the INEC to see that they conduct a very fine election. Let's tell people to come out. It's what somebody said. Confidence of coming out again to vote in an election. People travel all the way from one state to the other just to be involved in the election. They spend a whole lot of money for feeding, for transport, and the rest of them. At the end of the day, after the election, they turn it upside down. The next day, you invite people for election again, and you think people will come back and vote for election again. So the whole system, I think, is being rubbished by INEC. Because we trusted them and we gave them a mandate and we thought that they would do the right thing. At the end of the day, they collected money and rubbished everything.
So what should be done? What should be done with INEC then?
The whole electoral system should be reformed. INEC is responsible for everything that is wrong.
So what should be done with INEC?
In Adamawa, I think.
Hello.
Should be punished.
No. Yes, this wreck should probably face some punishment, and any other person who colluded, who is in on the scam. However, INEC as an institution, what should be done with INEC?
The whole institution,
but INEC
should be everything.
Sadly, connection has gone bad. Sorry about that, caller. Please call back in if you can. Regarding Western countries, it's not about high morality. It's the fact that when something like that happens over there, the persons involved in a criminal activity are killed. You can't do something like this in North Korea and just walk home at the end of the day. Hello, who is your father? Okay. 9013, welcome.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome, go ahead.
Please, my name is Walter. Calling from Patakos.
Go ahead, please.
Greeter. You know, I'm not seeing it as INEC is our problem, seriously. What I'm saying is that I'm not seeing it as INEC is our problem because it's possible that what we are passing through is not okay for youth. Imagine our fellow youth take money. I know. I'm listening to people telling me
saying INEC is the problem. The thing spoils from the youth.
Okay.
The thing spoils from we youth. We depend on what we get from people that is for themselves, they are rich. Imagine the day of the election, beside me, somebody...
Oh, my. Oh, my. Sorry about that. Hello, you're welcome. Hello? Hello?
My name is Caleb.
Go ahead. You'd have to speak louder, though.
Okay, my name is Caleb from Owerri.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, Dayo, INEC, you say what is happening to INEC? You should be disbanded and reconfigure with people with character and integrity. If I have power, I will disband INEC as I speak with you.
So this people, these people with integrity, where are we going to get them from?
The truth is that people with integrity does not participate in Nigerian elections, where they believe that it is a dirty game. So that is a fundamental problem. But because of the way politics is being played in Nigeria, they believe that it's a dirty game. I will give you an example. There was a man called Fusho Williams in Lagos. I can't forget that man. He was murdered in cold blood. Today, nobody was found wanted. So when you rise in Nigeria to participate in the election, people know they will eliminate you. So how can people integrity come in? So it's a problem. The woman that stood in an ad, the attorney officer, a Puto BC, you had her testimony. Even though she stood her ground. By this time, she was forced not to compromise, but she stood her ground, and she had made a name. So INEC should be disbanded, and Electoral Act should be amended. So that somebody that should head INEC should be scrutinized, screened properly. If one wanting, the person should be disqualified. I think that's the way it should start for the Electoral Act amendment. Thank you.
You're welcome, also. Via Facebook, Yorox Ban goes, the major problem with INEC and elections in Nigeria, INEC is not independent, as we are made to believe. We allow the president, who belongs to a political party, to appoint INEC chairman and Rex, so they will want to place him in his party. Some of them are secret members of his party. The way out is to stop the party of the president in power from appointing INEC officials. This should be done by bodies like the Judiciary, NBA, EFCC, ICPC. DLA on Facebook goes, good evening. The biggest challenge is to make the police, judiciary and ministries of finance completely independent, and also cut down salaries and allowances of political office holders to the financial level of professorship. Only bulletproof cars should be advantaged. Finally, election rigging must be considered as a coup, and death sentence should be appropriately meted out through the judiciary. Wow. We got about 9 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. The news update is up at 5, and discussions continue. But some more comments here. Good evening, Dar. It's obvious that criminal political gangs seem to be in control in Nigeria. The high level of state-sponsored political rascality with impunity is alarming. Nigeria is drastically drifting into the most savagely endangered polity by corrupt politicians. It's indeed appalling. That's from Mahari Abide. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello.
Dayo, has INEC announced correct result before now? What they have been announcing has been fake election results. I'm surprised with the Adama election. What of River State, Imo State, and the others? God will judge INEC and their shameless collaborators. Nestle sent that. For me, the only and major challenge is absence or lack of use of credible persons or persons of personal integrity in the electioneering process. That's from Yemi. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Joshua calling from Mahal.
Go on.
I'm seeing it this way. While I was hearing the conversation, I was thinking holistically. Which segment in Nigeria is working? Is it the military? The police? In fact, that is a holistic issue. And specifically, INEC, I think INEC should be one of the number one major issues we are having in this country. Because politicians, how can you see politicians will still be politicians? But if INEC will be able to curtail those their excesses, I think Nigeria, to some extent, will be a reasonable country. To some extent, I remember the former resident electoral commissioner of Akwa Ibom State, Mr. Mike Igini. To some extent, at least, I'm seeing some truth in what the man is saying. To some extent, he equally condemned how INEC organized everything. So INEC, okay, the fact has two House of Rep elections. I think there was a lady, either a returning officer last month or earlier this month, announced that her life is being threatened. She was paid 30 million naira to manipulate the election in favor of somebody. That the election has been done and doxed. To some extent, I was surprised how INEC said they had a rerun. I don't have nothing to say. That neck is just, I'm fine. I don't know their issue. But they are the major problem Nigeria is having.
All right.